Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Seriously, who brings their children to a freaking riot and does crap like that? Like, these people need investigated. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. We're going to be going over the LA riots pretty in-depth. I did a lot of digging into them because, truthfully, there's a lot more going on here than I think we realize. I want to get this next video up on the screen while we're waiting on people to roll in. Just to give you an idea of the chaos that's kind of taking place down there right now. A huge battle over the 101 with Highway Patrol and rioters that ended up happening yesterday and throughout the night. And it looks like the police have moved in to kind of knock that out. But the last announcement that I've been able to check with CHS says that the 101 is still closed down, although traffic reports on it don't appear to show any closures or any issues. So I'm not sure what's going on with the 101 at this moment. I've actually reached out to somebody that's on the ground over there. You guys might know him by the name of Kim Higby, to see if I can get an interview with him today to see if he can give me some more information and knowledge on what's going on. But you've got rioters that are taking over and they are going after and they're assaulting police officers. And I mean, they are doing this violently that can cause serious bodily injury or death. It's putting these officers in a really bad position. And officers are doing their best to basically hold their ground with what they have right now. I'm going to get this next video up on the screen to kind of like play a little bit as we wait on some more folks to go ahead and roll in here for this morning. So you guys enjoy this video of a quick like little overcap of random places around LA. Jude Chase, appreciate you, brother. Coming in and gifting out 5 memberships. You know, when you initially watch this video, it doesn't look like there's that much, you know, violence taking place. It looks like just cops shooting pepper balls and things like that to get people to get pushed back. Then you see what's actually taking place. I want you guys to watch the trash cans on the left side of your screen and the people that are behind them. I know you guys just saw the rocks and things being thrown at the officers, but I want you to take a look over behind those trash cans. Watch. Now, what you are hearing them saying is set them free, set them free. You're looking at a detention facility where they're all upset about the illegal aliens being poured in there. And why is it such a big deal? New statistic that I ended up coming across was one out of every 10 residents in LA is an undocumented immigrant, otherwise known as an illegal alien or presumed to be illegal alien. Now, the stats aren't quite 1 in 10. They get dang near close. I mean, I actually think it might be a little bit more like that. But here we have this report that I'm going to put up on your screen just to back up some of these figures. According to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, an estimated 2.6 million undocumented immigrants reside in California in 2022 compared to 2.76 in 2015. So those numbers are going up. 1.5 million in 1990 and so on and so forth. LA County is more or less where you're going to get that 1 in 10 figure out of, where you have 951,000 1,000, almost 10% of the county's entire population, at the highest concentration in any U.S. country. So you have a buttload of illegal immigrants that are actually over there. And this fire is being fueled by the elected officials. And we're going to go over what the elected officials have actually been saying, because that's where a big concern of mine came in. And it caused me to do a deep dive into them based on some key placement of bricks and things like that that are around the city. And then we're going to go look over at the LA, the 101, and this battle that ended up taking place where you had state police that were basically trapped up underneath the bridge, CHS that were like trapped up underneath the bridge and couldn't get out of it. And they were getting pelted and like injured by freaking rocks and things like that. And I've got some great views of that coming up. Jude Chase says the protesters need federal charges. Correct. And hopefully they ended up getting slapped with felonies. Why? Because if they end up getting felonies, then they can't vote. Hey, great. So even if LA wants to allow them to vote federally, legally, they won't be allowed to do it. Once again, this is a new statement from Donald Trump that just came out within the last 8 hours. Believe it or not, Papa Elon actually tweeted this out. So maybe their feud's coming to an end. He said, once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now, violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents, trying to stop our deportation operations. But these lawless riots only strengthen our resolve. I am directing Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, in coordination with all other relevant departments and agencies, to take all such action necessary to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion and put an end to these migrant riots. Order will be restored, the illegals will be expelled, and Los Angeles will be set free. Thank you for your attention on this matter. That is a statement that just got released by Donald Trump not that long ago. I think it was about 8 hours ago is when he ends up putting that information out. Now, it's very interesting because I also got word that the Marines that got called up are currently staged outside of LA and they're going through riot training. So it is very possible that we see the U.S. Marines being used in this. But those Marines are being used just like all of the other troops, I would assume. Everybody that's been called up, including the National Guard, they have been protecting federal facilities. They are not on the streets clearing the streets out of civilians. They're not doing the LAPD's job. They're simply protecting federal facilities, despite popular belief. Gavin Newsom's dumb butt wanted to come out and make this statement today, and I think it's about time that we follow up with it.
It's been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to listen from Tom here in just a sec. Jay Dolan says they're not helping their case. They just look like children throwing tantrums because they didn't get their way. This is sickening. I don't know who you're referring to as far as like children throwing tantrums, but wait for it, because I've got the politicians lined up for you that I think need to be held accountable for this. And we're going to start with Maxine Waters. Last night, I ended up showing you where she was over there harassing National Guard troops, standing outside the detention facility, and her telling them there's no need to shoot anybody. You don't need these guns. You don't need them. And then I showed you videos of them throwing freaking fireworks and things that are exploding, explosive devices over at the police officers. And you're going to see some more of that today. But let's listen to what Maxine Waters had to say last night. And this is what kind of pisses me off.
I came down here to the detention center to see if I can find out what is happening with David Huerta. He is one of our leaders in organized labor, head of a local SEIU union. I don't know why they picked him up. I don't know what they're going to do to him. I don't want them to deport him. I think that he is being targeted, but our city is being targeted because we're a sanctuary city. Trump hates us. He does not like this city. He's trying to intimidate, and he sent the guns in here on us. And the governor didn't know anything about the National Guard coming here. He did.
They sent the guns in here on us. Now, what she's not saying is that they were deployed to protect federal facilities, which is not her responsibility. It is to an extent, but the federal facilities is what the national troops are going in there for, along with all of the other federal agents that have arrived. But wait, there's more that this woman actually comes out with.
Did it on his own. We can't be intimidated. We've got to get the people out. We've got to get the elected officials out. We've got to resist him. I'm going back out into the communities where ICE was last night to make sure people know that their elected officials are standing with them. Thank you.
What's her name?
She's going back into the community to let people know that the elected officials are standing with them. She says that the whole reason that the federal agents are cracking down is because they're a sanctuary city. Well, no kidding. You can call it a sanctuary city, but what you're really doing is allowing people to break federal law, and you're actually harboring them and you're helping with it. And so when she says that she's going to go back out in the community and she's going to let the people know that they are standing with them, well, to me, that seems like she's inciting violence, doesn't it? Now, she has been putting out some mixed messages over the last several days. We're going to actually also take a look at this lady, which is going to be Karen Bass. This is the mayor of LA. And let's listen to what Karen Bass had to say before we even get into the law enforcement officers violently being freaking assaulted, violently being freaking trapped. Actually, people legitimately trying to kill them. There's no other way to interpret this scenario, which I'm about to show you in just a minute. Let's listen to what the mayor of LA had to say. Jay Dolan says, I was referring to the rioters, Matt. Sorry. Oh, that makes sense, Jay. That makes sense, brother. It's hard for me to interpret as I'm up here doing my thing, but I appreciate that.
We are going to fight for all Angelenos, regardless of when they got here, whether they have papers or not. We are a city of immigrants.
Oh, so you're going to fight for all Angelenos, whether or not they have paper. What message do you think that is sending for those rioters? This is where the inciting violence crap comes in.
And this impacts hundreds of thousands of Angelenos.
Yes, because 10% of the population of LA County is undocumented. That is why they're there. All right, let's listen to some more things that she had to say.
Outraged that this has happened. Of course, what happened here, I think, was probably the worst. There were a number of locations where ICE raided today. And, you know, to me, when these things happen, it sows a sense of terror in the community. It's bad enough that it happened at this location, but the way this goes and spreads throughout the community, then people are not sure where they're safe.
Spreading terror in the community. People are not sure where they're safe. And why wouldn't they be safe? Well, they're not safe from being arrested. You are correct, ma'am. Your sanctuary city doesn't exist anymore. It's not there. She also ended up putting out this statement right up here. Let me blow it up on your screen. As a result of immigration raids, parents are afraid to take their kids to school. Workers are unsure if they should go to work tomorrow, and young people are worried about their future. That does not make LA safer. We are strong, we are resilient, and we are in this together. Now, that's her statement that she ended up coming out with. And so the people that are afraid to go to work, the people that are afraid to go to school, aren't people that are afraid of the riots. She doesn't give two shits about them. No, what she is complaining about is she's complaining about the illegal immigrants getting picked up by ICE. That's what she's worried about. Not the people that are destroying the city, not the people that are trying to kill cops, but this, illegal immigrants and whether or not they're going to be allowed to stay and go to work tomorrow.
Say that again, our city has been through a lot since the beginning of the year. And now thinking that there is a large percentage of our city that is terrified, that is not going to know if they go to sleep tonight and they go to work or they go to school, will that be the last day they do that? Will that be the last day they see their family? We can't have this in our city. Los Angeles is a city of immigrants where 50% of the population is Latino. A percentage of the populations are from Asian countries and from all over the world. And we embrace all Angelenos. It doesn't matter where you came from or when you got here. But the most important thing right now is that our city be peaceful. And so protests and expressing your, you know, fears, your beliefs is appropriate to do, but it is just not appropriate for there to be violence. And I don't want people to fall into the chaos that I believe is being created by the administration.
Oh, it's not appropriate for chaos. Well, wouldn't you know it, I might have some pictures that might be connected to her that might have piles of bricks again being dropped off. I know I saw someone in the comment section earlier say, oh, no, there's more piles of bricks. You are correct. And what the word is that it could be Antifa, but they're also saying that there is possibly some connections to the mayor of where these bricks were getting dropped off. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But for the love of God, let's listen to some more mixed messaging that's being put out by the elected officials over inside of LA.
This is intentional chaos. You know, I had talked to representatives of the Trump administration earlier on to tell them that the Los Angeles Police Department could control things that were happening here.
Oh, they can control it. Remember those words, ladies and gentlemen, that the LAPD can control what's going on. We're going to find out real quick today that they absolutely cannot. Jonathan Knott coming in with a buck 99 says, good morning. Did you say they placed pallets of bricks? Correct. I've got more pictures of pallets of bricks being staged around LA.
And that there was no need to federalize troops. And so to have this here is really just a provocation and something that was not needed in our city. We're still recovering after 5 months from the city's worst natural disaster in decades. And now to go through a trauma like this that is really traumatizing the whole city, because everybody knows somebody in a city where more than 50% are Latino, this just sows chaos that is not warranted nor needed in the
sows chaos. The chaos that's being sowed is federal troops showing up to protect federal property. That's what she's calling chaos being sowed in the city. So she's blaming everything on the Trump administration, simultaneously saying that they're going to end up standing behind their illegal immigrants. And probably out of the best things that I've ever heard come out of this woman's mouth, as far as interviews go, where you want to know who is responsible for the majority of all of this crap going down, I'm gonna reference this interview that she did yesterday. Sponty 84 coming in, becoming a true supporter. And Nova Estrella, I got you. I see your message. I'll go take a look at it as soon as I get the time.
Mayor Bass, thank you so much for joining me this evening to talk about what's happening right now in LA County. We really have witnessed historic scenes coming out of Southern California over the past 48 hours. Could you just give us a bit of an overview of where things stand right now with the federal government's efforts to federalize the National Guard, what things are looking like on the ground in LA County right now?
Yes, and let me just start by saying that one of the things that has enraged individuals is to know that there are hundreds of National Guard that have been deployed in our city, and it just seems as though it's an intentional, provocative move to so.
Again, she doesn't state what they're there to do. She just states that there's hundreds of National Guard that have been deployed to the city, sparking fear in the people as if the National Guard and martial law has just been declared.
Chaos in our city. So there are now probably 50 plus people who were detained by ICE on Friday, where their families have no ability to contact them. They don't know if they're still here, if they're still in the country, if they've been shipped overseas, and to what country. And so we're very concerned that this type of intervention from the federal government just creates a sense of terror. And
a sense of terror. The federal government is terrorist for enforcing federal law. John Knock says they did that for the Florida riots and he didn't forget. Yes, dropping off the pallets of bricks. Don't worry, I'll show you here in just a little bit. Tom Bones, they're so stupid. Some of those raids were FBI DEA raids on cartel drug stashes and houses, not ICE deportations. You're right. But a lot of those people probably ended up getting deported anyways. And when they show the federal immigration charges that these people are going to get slapped with, that's what they're going to use to continue to push this freaking message. Watch it happen.
Fear in the community. And so you have people in the last administration, in the last time that Trump was president, where kids didn't want to go to school because they weren't sure where their parents would be, and people didn't want to go to their jobs. And so that has a rippling effect throughout our economy, because we are a city that is about 50% Latino. And the majority of the people that were arrested and detained are Latino, but we have a strong Asian immigrant community, Caribbean, African. We are a city of immigrants. And it's very important that my message to the city is that we're going to protect all Angelenos, regardless of when they came here or where they came from.
Oh, really?
Now, the president signed a memorandum deploying 2,000 National Guardsmen, but I believe only a few hundred have shown up thus far. Do you know why that there is that disparity right now?
Well, I mean, I think they're having some issues in terms of getting all of the troops ready. But also, I mean, there's 300 that are deployed here now, 200 in the city of L.A. and 100 in the adjacent city of Paramount. Well, you know, the thing
is
don't need 300, let alone 2,000.
It's not for your city. It's for the federal facilities that are being overran by frickin' rioters. I'm going to show you guys in a sec.
Right. And about 1 hour ago, the United States Northern Command stated that there are 500 active duty U.S. Marines prepared to deploy if necessary. What's the current status of that, and what's your response to that happening?
Well, I mean, if you think the National Guard was provocative, what on earth are people going to think when they see soldiers going down our street? And yes, you have had violence associated with the protests. Yes, you have. The protest that is going on right now as we speak, people have been vandalizing and setting Waymo cars on fire. There's graffiti everywhere, tires slashed. So there is vandalism that is taking place. But the LAPD will make arrests when it's necessary, the federal police and the California Highway Patrol. So, for example, about 2 hours ago, hundreds of protesters took over the freeway. It took about a half hour for the California Highway Patrol to move them off the highway.
Oh, really?
And for those people that refused to go, they simply got arrested.
Really? That's what she says. It took about half an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, again, last night, Highway Patrol ended up putting out at 11 p.m. that highway is going to be closed until further notice because of everything that's going on over there. And I'm about to show you the pictures of that highway. This is the problem that we have. I need to push past her silly little speech to start, like, you know, getting a little bit further down the road here. But let's take a look at some of the things she said. This morning, President Trump, this came out yesterday, President Trump deployed the National Guard into Los Angeles. Deploying federalized troops on the heels of these raids is a chaotic escalation. He says it's a chaotic escalation. She goes on about the fear of the people and everything else. And then she gets here at the very bottom. Los Angeles will always stand with everybody who calls our city home. She is literally talking about the illegal aliens. That is what she's talking about doing. That's what she's holding. And that is where the problem is. Now, allegedly, her and Gavin Newsom have been sitting around trying to figure out what to do with all of this crap. Ended up putting out this beautiful photo of them sitting around with law enforcement agencies and everybody else with that same little smug look on her face. But the truth is, when she talks about the highways and everything being reopened, it just hasn't been happening. She did, however, come out and say she wants to thank the LAPD and local law enforcement for their work and Governor Newsom for his support. Just to be clear, National Guard has not been deployed in the city of Los Angeles. Well, I'm glad you clarified that at 2:20 a.m., all right, yesterday morning. But the sad truth is they were deployed. They are outside of those different federal buildings. And she's claiming that this is unprecedented. Well, I don't know if you guys remember Rodney King taking place back in the day, but guess what? The same crap took place following the Rodney King incident, which I'm not standing up for and saying is okay. What I'm saying is the federal government and the president at the time did in fact deploy National Guardsmen and federal troops in order to quell the violence.
One is the urgent need to restore order. What followed Wednesday's jury verdict in the Rodney King case was a tragic series of events for the city of Los Angeles. Nearly 4,000 fires, staggering property damage, hundreds of injuries, and the senseless deaths of over 30 people. To restore order right now, there are 3,000 National Guardsmen on duty in the city of Los Angeles. Another 2,200 stand ready to provide immediate support. To supplement this effort, I've taken several additional actions. First, this morning I've ordered the Justice Department to dispatch 1,000 federal riot-trained law enforcement officials to help restore order in Los Angeles beginning tonight. These officials include FBI SWAT teams, special riot control units of the U.S. Marshals Service, the Border Patrol, and other federal law enforcement agencies. Second, another 1,000 federal law enforcement officials are on standby alert should they be needed. Third.
There you go. So this isn't exactly unprecedented that the president ended up calling in the National Guard in order to get the situation under control. And again, they're not going after the rioters yet. But the statement he put out earlier, Donald Trump, that is, most certainly makes it appear like they are going to try to take control of the city. Patrick Loudon says, saw pictures of people with Soviet flags drenched on their back as well. Yeah, I think I actually might have a picture of that from the 101 battle that we're about to go over. Working dad, becoming a true supporter. Good to have you in the club, friend. Welcome aboard. Orderly Chaos, sounds like she is keeping this going instead of calling it to stop. Yeah, no kidding. That's exactly what she's doing. Fox McCloud says, maybe they know that if they continue deporting illegal immigrants, they might lose their voter base, making them act erratically. That's exactly what it is. And again, when they get slapped with felonies, they still can't vote regardless. So hopefully that ends up happening to the vast majority of these people. Matt Borgeson, a lot of people don't talk about this, but the LA riots currently happening today isn't only due to ICE. The LA fires contributed to this response too. Right. And again, when we start talking about flags that are being flown out there, we have the Palestinian flag and like the freaking sickle and hammer that is being flown out there. And you have protesters out there that are calling each other comrades. Now, something that I did hear is that Antifa helped organize this. I have yet to fully like dig into that situation, but it certainly appears right now, like on face value, that Antifa likely did take part in organizing this starting last Friday. June 7th, this Saturday, DHS ended up putting out this statement saying, talking about the violence and assaulting officers and everything else. They said last night, over 1,000 rioters surrounded a federal law enforcement building and assaulted ICE law enforcement officers, slashing tires, defacing buildings, and taxpayer-funded property. It took the Los Angeles Police Department about 2 hours. Now, I want to remind you how quickly that the mayor said that the highway patrol was able to respond and open up the highway. We're going to get to that here in just a sec. Our ICE enforcement officers are facing a 413% increase in assaults against them. Disturbingly, in recent days, ICE officers' family members have been doxxed and targeted as well. This is a statement that's coming out, again, from DHS. So, is it, like, necessarily the case that LA is doing their job and that the federal agents didn't need to get deployed? No, that's false. They weren't. Over a 400% increase in violence. Family members of ICE agents are getting doxxed, and people are, again, you're about to see it here. It looks like absolutely they were trying to kill a buttload of police officers.
Thank you so much, Chief. You just described some pretty violent and chaotic situations. What is your position on the National Guard being deployed? Do we need them here?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, because I would have said that, we could handle this. I believe that we would have gone through a number of steps before we'd have deployed the National Guard or requested deployment of the National Guard. We would normally go to 50% deployment, handle radio calls, and do the business of policing, and everybody else would be focused on the initial problem. Beyond that, then we would request through the sheriff mutual aid, and that would bring in members of the 44 other police departments in LA County as well as the sheriff's office. And so that didn't occur in this case because it wasn't done through the sheriff or through the up through the normal chain. It was done from the top down, from the president directing that happened. And then the National Guard was federalized. So they're working for the U.S. Army, not for the California State National Guard.
Do we need?
Now, that is a correct statement. The thing is, he's also convoluting and mixing up. So I got to give this guy a little bit of a freaking slap. Because yes, California can use the National Guard, but when they get federalized and they fall underneath their Title 10 orders, that means they're working for the federal government, which means the federal government decided to use those troops to protect federal buildings. That's something that they all agree to. That's why the National Guard gets so much money from the U.S. government. That's how that ends up working. Now, let's hear, oh God, let's hear what Tom Homan has to say.
For those protesters that cross the line, I've said it many times, you can protest, you get your First Amendment rights. But when you cross that line, you put hands on an ICE officer or you destroy property, or I say that you impede law enforcement or you're knowingly harboring, concealing illegal alien, that's a crime. And the Trump administration is not going to tolerate it. You cross that line, we're going to seek prosecution to the Department of Justice.
There you go. So let's go ahead and get these people arrested and let's move on down the road. Let's see what a great job the LAPD has been doing here in just a sec. Now, I do want to let you guys know with the statement that Trump ended up coming out with, that there's also a massive group of what they're calling themselves patriots that have now arrived over inside of LA that are actually standing up against some of these rioters and the people that are shutting the streets down. LAPD needs to get their crap together. They need to do it fast because we're about to see a clash of the Klans taking place on the streets in LA. When I look at scenes like this, it's only a matter of time before people end up showing up and actually going after these rioters themselves. I want you to take a look at these large crowds out there. This is in Beverly Hills, and it's not that far from where everything's taking place. These people are likely going to end up like migrating their way over to these freaking riots and end up causing even more issues, and we're going to have people taking matters into their own hands. Now, these patriots also have showed up to give thanks to the National Guard troops that have been deployed to the federal facilities. So they're over there being nice and friendly, and I feel like this is the same thing that happened with Kyle Rittenhouse over in Kenosha when the local law enforcement wasn't able to get shit done. Now, let's take a look at all of the chaos that's currently going on. Again, people are getting pissed off and they're starting to take matters into their own hands.
For them, but it's important to remember that even that deployment, which was wanted by the governor, was quite, so you're seeing some, this is live, yeah, you're seeing not great conduct, and I wonder where the police are there. But you're seeing the deployment of a military asset that's not aligned with state and locals, and we certainly know from the LA riots that was not very organized. So you are seeing now this car is leaving, but it's on everyone's video. So I think what's happening is you're getting people against the protesters now coming using vehicles to try to harm them or create more tension.
Trying to harm them? The guy's driving down the street and he's got rocks being thrown at his freaking vehicle. That's exactly what happened. This guy, though, man, holy cow. He got captured from a couple different angles at everything he was doing. Fox McCloud coming in, dropping some knowledge. He says, in the last 40 years, the guards have been called 5 times to control riots in the U.S., 2 of which were in California. The rest were in Democrat states. I didn't exactly quote you correctly, and I apologize for that, but, you know, multitasking and whatnot. Now, let's take a look at some of these flags that are actually being flown out inside of these protests. What's odd is I've also seen some that have like Israeli flags and things of that nature, but here you're seeing Palestinian flags, Mexican flags, all sorts of crap. Somebody needs to remind these people, this is America, and over here, we speak American. I don't think anybody let them know, but they can shout in whatever language they want. Now, let's talk about the police. Last night, I showed you that the 101 ended up getting taken over by violent protesters. Here, we're going to take a look at what those officers were dealing with over on the 101. These officers were trapped down underneath this overpass, and I'm putting it up on your screen. Their vehicles are all down here. I'm going to show you a video in just a sec where one of these officers ends up getting whacked in the freaking head with a dang stone. Incog Faraday coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, but I want you to watch where they're getting all these freaking rocks and things like that from. Look at all the people on the overpass. Again, you heard, who was it, Maxine Waters, or was it the mayor? I forget which one of those two blowhards ended up coming out, saying that the police responded and had that thing reopened within 30 minutes. Well, here's a look at the actual highway. Now, these police officers were trapped under this bridge for a very long period of time, and that is after they had all been cleared out. And you got people that are just over here off to the side that are digging up rocks and continuously causing this violence and running these rocks back up to the freaking overpass. I want you to look at the amount of people that are up there. What they're throwing rocks at down below them is a group of a dozen plus police officers that are trapped underneath this overpass after they ended up doing it. Assumably, these were some of the last people that were kind of like off the objective and didn't get out of there. You can see them down there in the distance that are still stuck underneath it, and you can see them chucking rocks and destroying these vehicles. I'm going to show you another one here in a minute where they're trying to light these dang vehicles on fire. These people have been so violent, it's not even funny, and the LAPD did jack and crap for the longest time in order to get them out from underneath there. Wait, though. Wait, because I do have a video of them finally doing their job and clearing that bridge out, and that is well worth it. But I want you to take a look at what these law enforcement officers were dealing with. Again, they said that they had this situation under control within 30 minutes. You tell me whether or not you think that's true.
They didn't expect it.
Get down! Get down!
Oh! Oh, he got fucked. Oh! Oh my God, he got fucked. Oh, he's fucked.
So here you have these officers trying to make it out to their vehicles, and they can't. And this is what I mean by them being stuck underneath. Not to mention, all their windshields are freaking smashed out by all these rocks. There you can see the side skirt, his airbag on the side of that vehicle appears to be deployed as well. And again, you're about to see them try to light these dang vehicles on fire. These law enforcement officers were trapped under this bridge for a very long period of time. I see people that are asking whether or not the situation's under control. It looks like right now, from what I can tell, because I can't trust a dang thing the officials are stating, because they said this whole situation was under control within 30 minutes. I doubt it was. I think from what I've seen that these officers were able to make their way out from underneath this bridge. A lot of those destroyed patrol vehicles are still in the middle of the street, and you're going to see why here in just a sec. But they were trapped under there for, it had to have been hours, with these people chucking rocks down at them, trying to kill them. And just like stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. And again, LA says that they've got the situation under control, that they don't need help from the federal troops. But LA hasn't done a dang thing when it goes down to it. And this is not one tiny little isolated incident. This crap has been happening around the city. Here, you want to see people trying to light vehicles on fire? I think that's actually what this video is. Wait for it. Wait for it. There we go. Now, maybe up there in the top right-hand corner of your screen, you can make out the keffiyeh that this man has wrapped around his head. All of these, to me, appear to be the same type of violent protesters that you end up seeing in these pro-Pali rallies that we had going on for the longest time. Patrick Loudon says, seems like in any other country, these protesters would get taken care of. Only a matter of time until citizens take it into their own hands. Patrick, we're already seeing signs of that, buddy. Already seeing signs of people taking these matters into their own hands. Well, finally, and I mean freaking finally, the LAPD came out to help those officers that were trapped under the bridge. And it took, I don't even know how long, but here is a massive swarm of them moving in to clear those freaking people out from the overpass to get those officers out from underneath. Now, they said that they were going to be arresting people. They said that they were going to be detaining them and taking them into custody for all of these people that are doing that. Doesn't seem like that's necessarily the case. Seems like they actually just took these people and cleared them the hell off the bridge. Minus one or two. Now, I see it down in the comment section. Somebody said you can't arrest them all. You're absolutely correct. You can't arrest every single one of these people, but what you can absolutely do is arrest a good chunk of them and not allow them to get away. You can cordon the area off so that those little bastards can't escape, and you could detain them as they're going through, and you could figure out what charges you have on them. Now, I know that you just heard them say that they have this situation under control, but this is actually CHP coming in and clearing this out. It looks like maybe they were assisted by LAPD, but for the most part, it was CHP that had to take care of their own. LA hasn't been able to get their crap under control. That is clear. that LA absolutely doesn't have it under control, and that the people that are in charge of that city in particular are allowing all of this crap to take place.
Incentivized now. This is now standard. We talked about this yesterday. This is now standard on the hardcore left. And the Democratic Party, I know they've done a lot of sort of fake introspection over the last couple of months after losing an election, saying, oh, maybe we need to pivot and be more sensible. But when the stuff hits the fan and elements of their political coalition right here do things like this, they are just frozen in place, stammering about how it's Donald Trump's fault and too craven and cowardly and weak to actually lead.
Yeah, and you look, Lydia, at what we're seeing from up above, and this crowd, it seems like the number has just been growing, right? Mm-hmm. And now it looks like they're getting in the way of traffic here.
That's what
this gets say. So dangerous. For, I mean,
it's what they always do.
It's what they always do, and they're getting there, right? Yep, they're right there,
yep.
Stopping traffic. This becomes a danger in a whole other way, because when you have people who are trying to get somewhere, you don't know who's in that car, where they're trying to get. They could be trying to get home to their kid who's got a babysitter or waiting for them. You could have
the
people
hospital.
There trying to get to the hospital. You could have a medical emergency. You literally don't know. And they obviously, Lydia, don't care.
Yeah, I think that this is the Highway 101 through LA, which is a major freeway through the city. I think the strategy there is just to create as much.
So you tell me whether or not the LAPD and CHP has this situation under control. My answer is no. And they moved on from like these massive riots targeting and trying to kill cops. They moved on from that. They did. And they immediately went into looting last night, which is of no surprise to anybody. I got videos of people looting stores now, going after freaking Jordans, going after cell phones and everything else that they feel like stealing, because that's how you show that you're upset with the government for enforcing federal law. Now, here's the last video of those officers moving through, and it's an aerial footage of those officers on horseback going to clear out the 101 overpass.
Peaceful protests and enforce the law when criminal acts occur. The LAPD remains focused on its core mission to protect lives, safeguard constitutional rights, and serve every neighborhood in Los Angeles with integrity. Let me open it up now for any.
I don't know if you guys just saw that, but that was an explosive device being thrown at law enforcement.
Questions you might have or any points that we can clarify. Yeah, I don't know what basis they used to make that decision, but if that was
holy crap. Paige Willow coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, Paige. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, let's take a look at the LAPD actually failing. You want to see what the LAPD's been up to? This is what the LAPD's been up to. Remember how they said they have the situation under control? Really under control, man. Really under control. They did a great job taking control of that scene. What about this other scene? You want to see what else the LAPD is telling you and the mayor and Maxine Waters, how nothing's violent and they got it under control? Here's another example of the city under control by the LAPD. Oh, I see people wanting to come in and scream that a ton of this is old. No, not necessarily. Here's a new video that Cam Higby ended up posting just today. So this would have came out from last night. For those of you guys that don't know, Cam's on the ground over there right now. I actually requested for him to be able to come on the show and talk about the different things that he's seen. Take a look at that. Take a look at that cop car. Take a look at those cops, how they're standing around the middle. And you tell me again that the LAPD has this entire situation under control. They clearly do not. They do not have this situation under control, not even remotely close to being under control. You want to see some more control that the LAPD is exercising? Here you go. Man, look at all that control they're exercising. Check that out. Yeah, they definitely have this situation under control. No need for federal troops to come in. No need for federal officers. LA's got this problem solved. They're taking care of it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. Listen to what Maxine Waters and the mayor are telling you, because they've got perfect control over this entire situation. Perfect, perfect, perfect control. You want to see some more control? People are literally throwing explosive devices at law enforcement officers as they're driving through the streets. Did you see it? No, they don't have it under control. Absolutely not. Not even remotely close. Now we're going to start talking. I don't know. Here, you want to here more examples of vehicles being destroyed, people rioting. Now, I'm not sure who they are carrying right here, but it is very clear that you have an injured person. I don't know if it's law enforcement. I don't know what it is. I'm seeing like some of their dogs that were actually being flown out and medevaced. One of them ended up getting bit by a rattlesnake of all things that they ended up going after. Here's more police activity and them having the situation under control. It seems like every building over in LA has now been tagged with F ICE, F Trump, F this, F that. Told you guys that I found evidence of piles of bricks being dropped off, and I wasn't lying about it. It certainly would appear like these bricks are being set out in the open for people to come over and find. Now, again, this is unconfirmed that these were placed for the riots. I have a lot more research that I got to do in order to look into that. But I found several different photos, several different videos of piles of bricks being placed out there as well. Not Magnus something coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. And now is the time I'm going to give myself a quick plug. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can afford it for less than the cup price of a cup of coffee, you can become a true supporter for a month. It means the absolute world to me. It's like $4.99 to become a true supporter so that we can keep news like this flowing so that you can actually get the information that's on the ground. I am completely and totally dedicated to this job. You get access to our Discord server. And when we end up posting videos, you get early access to those and members only live sessions, all sorts of different crap, benefits and perks that ends up coming out from being a true supporter. But most importantly, you help to keep this information rolling, particularly at this time when we are being suppressed. So thank you guys for those considerations. Now, let's take a look at these piles of bricks. Now, in all fairness, it is possible that those bricks were set out for a delivery or a pickup or something of that nature. People couldn't get away, so they just ended up dumping and dropping them off. People, however, are claiming that there's other piles that are showing up around the city. not Magnus. It's not LAPD's fault entirely. LAPD has 9,000 officers while NYPD has 34,000. LA has always been drastically undersized for the territory they cover. Right, because nobody wants to work for LAPD. I sure as hell wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. Not to mention the way everything's going down. Matt is the balanced passion and the truth. Thank you very much for that comment. I just ended up seeing that roll through as well. Right. Here's some more alleged piles of these bricks that are kind of like arrayed out on the street. Now, whether these are new or old photographs, I'm not 100% sure, but people are claiming that these bricks are now being set out there. I know cinder blocks in the last one. We can call them all sorts of different things, but here is another pile of what 100% is bricks, not just cinder blocks. And people are going around and they're chunking these dang things off the freaking concrete and everything else to continue to sow the chaos and violence. I forget what this video is here.
They're gonna throw them towards the trees. Everybody seems to be gathering over there. They're gonna throw them towards the trees. La van a aventar allá para allá atrás donde está la donde están los árboles.
Now, that's a valuable point. Somebody said that, you know, those pallets of cinder blocks could have been used to guard the gate. Like I said, there's other plausible explanations that would make sense for some of those. But again, the pictures of the bricks and other things like that, man, I haven't seen a very good excuse for that. Now, overnight, this video ended up emerging, which I'm about to put up on the screen. And this would appear to be some of those vehicles that are staged down the 101.
All right, and as we're looking at another one of these fires that has been set in downtown LA, this looks like a vehicle that's on fire. And I want to ask you what was asked of Chief McDonald a couple of hours ago. Do you need the National Guard right now to quell this?
Anytime we ask for the National Guard, we go through a multi-step process. I'm going through that now. We obviously exhaust the resources from within the sheriff's department first. Then I start going to other agencies. That's exactly what I'm doing now. We have access to a lot of other law enforcement agencies. If at that time we still need additional resources, we will assess if we need to request the National Guard to come in here. We did that for the fires. Many of you saw that. It was very successful. That is a tool in the toolbox that we're ready to use if necessary.
The last time, well, not the last time, but the last time it was for a law enforcement reason was during the unrest that occurred after the murder of George Floyd, and before that, 1992. You go through those steps, and at the end of it, if things are still out of control, that's when you call the National Guard from a law enforcement perspective?
Dude, give me a flipping break. They have no control in this city whatsoever. Vault Hunter coming in, becoming a true supporter. And Carlton Percy, thank you very much for your donation of $3. I love you guys so much, man. It is absolutely amazing the amount of support and love that ends up pouring out of here. Brawls taking place downtown without cops being able to do a dang thing about it. Literally just standing over top and watching it happen.
From where we are, because dark, and it's dark down here.
Lauren, really quickly, left side of your screen. This is at LA Live. There's a fight in the middle of the street. And somebody is on the ground, and they are attacking that person.
That person in that mini bike, right?
Yeah, and I can't tell. I don't know where that. Did they get up? I can't tell for sure.
Yeah, they got somebody, up, and someone's swinging again. Coming back and swinging on them again. They're going to try to break it up there.
And this is that LA Live location that I was telling you about.
You know, man. You can hear the sirens there.
Yeah, and the person getting up there seems a little wobbly, obviously. Oh, no, again. And then hit by, it looked like somebody else, too.
Yeah.
You're hoping that doing they can just get
best
out.
To get out, yeah.
But he's clearly injured and is not you know, wasn't doing a good job of getting out of there. I mean, and you look, and you know what's disturbing, and I saw it just now in the chopper shot, I saw it earlier, is so many smiles on faces down there. Yeah. I mean, people think this is funny. They think that they're having a great time.
Yeah, no kidding. They think it's funny and they're having a great time. Danny Golan says Israeli skunks would make the protesters go home and never come back. You know what else would make them come home and never go back? When they're actually using lethal force against law enforcement, if law enforcement would exercise lethal force in return. Here's another look at the streets that the LAPD claims that they have under control. You know, we're about to get into my next favorite portion as well, which is called What the Hell Are People Actually Doing Over There? Well, it looks like it's just turned into all-out chaos like we saw over in Kenosha, where people just decided that they were going to start looting buildings as well.
You guys, they're looting. Can I get a new pair of shoes too? I'm not doing shit. Yo, grab me a shirt. No, I'm just kidding. Man, let me just get a shirt up in here, dog. I watch your bike. Yeah, I got you, bro. Hey, whoa, bike. He's like, I didn't know that. He's got boxes, Jordan. Bro, they're wild the fuck out here. The guy's going to the cash register?
Yeah, boss!
So as you guys can see, it's very clear that all they're doing now is looting in the middle of the night. So they went from all of the violence and stuff that they were doing, the LAPD lost control of the city, and now they're just going around overnight. So this is all allegedly coming out from last night and just looting the damn city, taking whatever they want, doing whatever they want, going in and out of these buildings, just stealing crap. I mean, that's literally what they're doing. Just going in here and stealing stuff. They're busting into numerous different stores. People are going after Jordans. They're going after cell phones. They're going after whatever they get their hands on. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is where people start to take matters in their own hands. The rooftop Koreans from the freaking, the Rodney King situation, where you had Koreans that actually went up to the rooftops with guns in order to defend their businesses. And the last time there was a big riot over in LA, I remember seeing the same dang thing. I remember seeing Koreans actually get up on their freaking rooftops and start defending it. It wouldn't be shocking to me in the slightest if people in LA started taking matters into their own hands and started shooting some of these folks, because they are literally destroying their businesses. They are literally doing that.
I'm
You tell me that law enforcement has a great handle on this situation, because that's what they want you to believe. It's absolutely mind-numbing to me that that's what they think. LA, and why do people just decide that it's okay for them to be able to come out and steal stuff? Because the police are literally that busy, even when they're not rioting and breaking things down. You guys remember when they ended up making it, I forget what the dollar amount was, in order for like the police to arrest on shoplifters over in LA. It was a big deal last year, if I remember right. But now it's 10 times worse. And this is, again, a fresh video, allegedly. The police are so busy that people are now just walking in, grabbing stuff, and walking back out. We're back to those days again. They don't even need to riot in order to do this. They can literally just walk into the buildings. Oh, $900? Imagine that. Nelgin becoming a true supporter. Thank you very much, Nelgin, for becoming a true supporter. Greatly appreciate it. I saw some of you guys ask me if I have a PayPal. Yeah, I've got a PayPal. Maybe I'll get that sucker up on the screen over here, like, in just a little bit. I do have a PayPal. I'll put it out in the next video for you guys if that's something you guys are interested in donating. That way we can have those donations. But as you can see, people are just openly now walking to the stores because, one, the cops aren't going to respond on a regular day, but they sure shit aren't going to be able to respond right now. So people have just taken it upon themselves to just go in. I wouldn't be surprised if all of these businesses end up shutting their doors and boarding the windows because the police literally have no control over the city right now. Whole thing is freaking chaotic. Now, this is a video of the California National Guard defending the detention facility over inside of LA. And this federal detention facility that they have was the scene of a lot of these different riots and protests and all of that crap that were taking place. I told you the National Guard got called in specifically to guard the federal detention facilities. And I feel the need, just out of pure transparency, to show you that that is in fact what they are doing. Zeus, become a true supporter. Good to have you in the freaking club, my friend. All of you guys that ended up signing up today, becoming true supporters, I want to thank you guys very much and welcome you over to the Nanner Gang community. We love you guys, and we ain't going nowhere for a long period of time until they try to shut us down. Even then, we'll just start back up again and do it all over.
So you can pull your comrade back.
What do you say? Pull your comrades back. Remember how I told you that it sounded like Antifa was the ones that were sparking a lot of this stuff? I'm starting to see a lot of signs that that's the case. Like I said, there was the guy with the hammer and sickle flag I saw up over on the 101 overpass. And I'm hearing a lot of verbiage like this coming out of folks, comrade this and comrade that. That's a huge sign that you end up having these like Russian insurrectionists that are here inside the United States. For those that don't know, Jackson Hinkle ended up opening up the American Communist Party. I don't even know whether or not that man's dead or alive, if he's still in Yemen, or he's just fled his butt over inside of Russia. Vault Hunter coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, Vault. Thank you very much, my friend. Down with Marxism. Yeah, well, that's the dang problem, is a lot of this crap is all just Marxist BS. That's the other thing I want to point out too, is the no justice, no peace, right? Like, how long have they been chanting that back and forth? It's absolutely ridiculous. But I want to leave you guys on a good note. They're not all crazy. They're not all crazy. Not all the protesters are crazy. Not every single one of them. Nope. Some of them just decide to show up in dinosaur costumes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me today for this morning's broadcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you haven't, please consider subscribing to the channel. It's free support. Hit the like button, share this video, and let other people know that California doesn't have it together. That everything that Gavin Newsom's saying, that the mayor, that Maxine Waters, it all appears to be false. And they're spreading misinformation as well, stating that they didn't ask for the federal. Yeah, no kidding. You don't ask for those federal troops to come in. They're allowed to do it. Let's take a look at where we're standing and what we're looking at right here. Up here, you see VA loading docks. Kind of makes me wonder. And here it says no emergency services. Kind of makes me wonder not we're looking at a VA hospital. And so you've got federal troops that are over there protecting federal property. Again, for the last time, they are not out there trying to clear the streets of LA, but I got a feeling that Trump's going to make a call to do that today to get the whole situation under control. ICE says that they're not going to be deterred from doing their job, that they're going to continue to go in and arrest people. Those federal troops that have been called into service, along with all of the federal law enforcement officers, are taking care of federal property as we speak. But based on Trump's statement that he ended up releasing earlier, let me see if I can pull it up for you guys real quick. Based on Trump's statement that he ended up releasing earlier, it certainly would seem like they're going to move it and take control of it. He said, I am directing Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Pete Hegseth, the SecDef, and Attorney General Bondi in coordination, all other relevant department and agencies to take all such action necessary to liberate LA from the migrant invasion. So it would certainly seem like that's going to be coming by the end of the day. We've got active duty Marines that are currently being trained in riot control. They're staged outside the city, and only a couple hundred of the thousands of federal troops that are supposed to be moving to the city sometime soon. All of that is likely going to end up going down today. So keep your notifications turned on. If you haven't yet, make sure your notification bell's turned on. Subscribe to the channel. Consider becoming a true supporter, ladies and gentlemen. I love every single one of you. Be on the lookout for another video being released this afternoon with a live stream coming at you tonight, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.